If you're in the mood for one of those traditional American autobiographies where somebody survives a dysfunctional childhood and grows up to become a millionaire celebrity, critic Maureen Corrigan says stick with Howard Stern. But if the new year has put you in a more contemplative frame of mind, she recommends Alice Kaplan's new memoir, French Lessons. It's about how Kaplan, a middle-class Midwestern Jewish girl, found her voice in a foreign language.
If, like me, you feel your command of French culture doesn't extend much beyond Chanel No. 5 and Jerry Lewis, Alice Kaplan's new memoir, French Lessons, might just turn you into a fervent Francophile. In this intellectual memoir, Kaplan recounts how she fell in love with the French language, spent years studying French literature and history, and eventually became a French professor herself. She also explores her general fascination with words and their power to both distort and excavate the truth. Kaplan's strange story of how she discovered her truest self in a foreign language translates well. Kaplan's memoir opens with a tragedy. One evening, when she was only 7, she and her father were out fishing. He had a sudden heart attack and died. Kaplan's father had been a larger-than-life figure to her. He had been a prosecutor at the Nuremberg war crimes trials. In the aftermath of his death, Kaplan turned into an apathetic adolescent, so her mother decides to send her to a Swiss boarding school. It's there she passionately immerses herself in French and learns to roll her R's with guttural abandon, like Eartha Kitt. Reflecting on why French took such a powerful hold of her, Kaplan confesses that people want to adopt another culture because there's something in their own they don't like, something that doesn't name them. French, she says, released her from her Midwestern complacency, gave her permission to be ambitious, and taught her the words for parts of her body she could finally claim. The whole drama of becoming a thinking woman, Kaplan says, was set into motion when she first mastered that deep French R. As she goes on to describe her college teaching career, Kaplan offers lots of insights about the value and the violence inherent in making students speak in a foreign language. But the most compelling parts of this memoir are where Kaplan describes the painful lessons she learned from two of her most enigmatic encounters. The first was with Paul DeMond, who taught at Yale when Kaplan was a graduate student there. The father of American deconstruction, DeMond insisted that literature be stripped of its historical, biographical, and political contexts. Kaplan paints an alternately comical and creepy picture of how she and other DeMond disciples would sit in baffled adoration at the great professor's lectures. When years after his death, it was discovered that DeMond had written for pro-Nazi newspapers during World War II, Kaplan recognizes that she and her fellow Yalies had been duped by DeMond's dazzling language. Around that same time, Kaplan interviews an elderly Frenchman who had written pro-fascist articles during the war. Throughout the 3-day interview, Kaplan never mentions her own Jewishness, believing she should maintain an academic pose of objectivity. Later, she receives a letter from the avuncular fascist that's filled with anti-Semitic diatribe. Kaplan flashes on an old photo she has of her father with headphones on at the Nuremberg trials. She thinks about the lessons he could have taught her about the dangers of regarding literature, ideas, and other people as though they could ever be apolitically pure. French Lessons is an engaging and at times chilling memoir about the tough process of learning to think for yourself. If you doubt that thinking can be an exhilarating form of action, French Lessons could change your mind.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed French Lessons by Alice Kaplan.